And welcome everyone to Become the Source. Source. There's actually effects right here someplace. Any effects for me today? Source. I like those effects better anyway. Greetings and salutations, everybody. I hope you're doing really well. I hope my mic level comes up as well. So we're here today, another exciting day at BTS Become the Source. We're going to talk today, does God have a sense of humor? Well, you know, he invented woman, some guy said. And the girl says, yeah, and look at you. But anyway, that's beside the point.
Wait. You're saying God has to have a sense of humor because he invented men?
No, the guy said he invented, right.
That's
the
awesome.
The guy said he invented women. He goes, ha-ha,
I just flipped it all around.
No, well, that's what that was a joke. You got the joke. Oh, my God. You guys kill me. I feel like I'm dying here. So anyway, guys, boys and girls, we're going to talk today about Become a Source and a few different things. I think L1 has the actual what's going on with our topic today, and Luna 9 has some things to say also because she's been setting the tap. So the topic is, you know, does God have a sense of humor? I don't know. Here
it's
I
a
am.
Good topic.
You know, keep in mind, you know, this is the bright side of life, so we're going to keep things a little bit light today. For those of you who want to really heavily debate these issues, because I know that the ironic thing about the bright side of life is we put a light side on some issues that people consider controversial, people consider even not even allowed to say, forbidden. I know a few people already will already have an argument about this one, and they'll say you shouldn't even talk about God having a sense of humor. It's like, okay.
Yeah, it's like no one has a better developed sense of humor than the ones who invented the concept of laughter. I mean, it's like, what?
And I would say just look at humanity to decide whether or not God has a sense of humor. Because it's ironic, my friends. But anyway, before we begin, let me introduce you to a little bit of what we do here at Become the Source. We are a life management company. We work with individuals, and we're bringing together the iNet community to work together in a sense of doing what? That's my music. I love that music. And that's what I mean. Hey, welcome to Become the Source. But anyway, iNet community needs to come together. We're opening up our doors to, well, just about everybody that can actually work together with us. And that's everybody, unless you really want to separate yourself. So members of the esoteric community, members of the health community, members of any type of community out there that wants to unite. But mostly we're focusing on those people that want to live a better life and want to enhance their lives. And how do you do it? You need critical thinking. You need some science. You need to understand the world the way it is, the way it was, the way it should be. And, well, you know, the powers that be. Thanks to Mother, we have a lot of good information dissemination that we could get off of you guys so that you can also see what's going on behind the scenes or at least have an idea of what you can do to, you know, sort of prepare for yourselves and things of that nature. And before I continue blabbing, let me give you some information very quickly. You can actually call us. Believe it or not, you can call us while we're on air. We use Blog Talk Radio. You can go there, too. And it'll be blogtalk.com/becomethesource.com or our short URL, not so short, which is blogtalk.becomethesource.com. The number there is 646-716-9522. Again, 646-716-9512 for those of us that are listening, well, you know, on air instead of watching us here live. So if you want to see us, though, a lo vivo, you know, here, like, you know, You can go to, live.becomethesource.com, mm-hmm. And you can see us actually live, you know, and through Ustream and things of that nature.
For those
of you that are also entrepreneurs out there on YouTube and want to self-sponsor yourselves, which isn't a very hard thing to do, actually, we created the Dynexum program. That means dynamic economy exchange for social media. And you can find out more how you can do that. We're doing it here. As you can see, our little symbol right over there. The convert your spending into earning, which is exactly how you do it. And therefore, you'd be helping a lot of people watching your show. You can get cash back. We'll talk about that in a minute. But for those people that are YouTubers and want to go ahead and do that, you can go to NovismSynergy.com and find out the details. You can also call one of us. We'll be there, well, you know, ready and fighting for you.
Because why not?
You can also do the YouTube Become the Source. YouTube.becomethesource.com will take you to our YouTube channel so you can see all of your missed episodes if you want to catch up on those things. Also, see us on Facebook. You can also chat right now. We're chatting on Facebook. I'm talking to you guys, whatever you need. You can actually go there for the updates. And that's facebook.becomeasource.com. You can go there and have a good time. Now, for you guys, it's you want to shop, have a good time. I'll cover that up for you right there. See that? Shop, save, and get cash back. Find out the details at cashback.becomethesource.com. Go, go, go. And finally, I'm all out of breath. If you want to contact us after hours, I'll let Luna do that. Luna, where can they contact us after hours? It's after hours at becomethesource.com.
Indeed.
What can they do there?
On live.becomethesource.com.
I love putting her on the spot. Yeah, you can call us there at after hours and we'll answer the phone.
Yes.
Basically.
We will.
We'll just talk to you. Say hi.
I'm just looking for the number, you guys.
You know what? They screwed up the number. I'll fix that for you.
Oh, did they? So this is the place they can call in case they have any further questions.
Indeed. Also, you can live chat us on becomethesource.com. We'll answer you. So
we'll answer you. Luna will answer you. I will be asleep.
Yeah. Well, I'll answer you. I am always here for you guys. So, you know, just feel free to check that out. And also, you know, holiday season, you guys. Save some money. Get some cash back. Buy the things you love.
Oh,
why
they
not?
They fixed the number. 347-868-7338. Thank you, wonderful people.
I think he did it on purpose.
All right.
I think he's teasing me. Anyway,
well, they like
guys.
To put you on the spot. You're a lot of fun to put on the spot sometimes. Just because you're so bubbly and so happy, we like to blow and make you laugh some more. So talking about sense of humor, does God have a sense of humor? I don't know. I'm here. For those of you that...
I think so.
I think it's ironic, though, that some of you actually work together with the esoteric community where you say, I am God or I am Source, right?
Mm.
And you guys are funny because... If you are Source and you can laugh, then God has a sense of humor.
Why so serious?
You see what I'm saying? My cat has a sense of humor.
Aww.
Long rest the great pepper, our mascot. And in comes the Hakun, the bunny rabbit.
The new mascot.
Bunny
we
mascot.
We have another mascot now, and her name is Hakun. And she is very interesting. I think she has a sense of humor, but, you know, like... She gets frightened sometimes. So she like acts like she trusts you.
That's because she thinks she's fooled.
And then
by
when you get close, she goes k-ch-k-ch-k-ch, and she'll just like run away. It's really cute. But then she'll like let you hang out with her, too.
With the bunny?
So
the bunny.
Yeah. I think bunnies are a little different than cats. I think. That's
oh, so yeah. Message.
Uh oh.
So I think that mother here on TB Soul, right? TB Soul.
Yes,
what we do now. The bright side of life. It happens.
And
has
we
one.
Talk about heavy subjects, but that's okay.
What's the bright side of life really about? Real quick.
Really? Mother the bright side of life?
She's flagging me
well,
already.
I mean, we're going to deal with, I mean, being
what
that.
What is the bright side of life?
The bright
now, what
side
are we dealing
of life
with?
Is basically, I mean, what we're talking about here today is we're taking a topic that people wouldn't normally find light or humorous, and we're kind of approaching it from a different perspective. You know, I mean, as a life management company, people say that we talk about things that are so serious and so frightening even. But really, no. I mean, if you incorporate humor, you'll learn a lot better. Trust me. And you won't learn to take it so seriously. I think one of the biggest lessons you can learn from TB Soul is stop taking yourself so seriously. Stop taking life so seriously.
TB Soul. Okay, Luna, what do you think the bright side is about?
You mean like in general?
In general. What's the bright side of life? Every show episode that you come here for, what is it about?
Well, I think the bright side of life is, you know, looking at the bright side of things, you know, not to take things so seriously. Yes, it is important to calculate to a certain point to, you know, make sure that you're doing things properly so you can have the outcome that you want. But don't take things so seriously to where it takes the fun and the joy that special feeling that makes everything so wonderful, you know, that makes humor really be humorous and really make, you know, a smile come alive and really give people that twinkle in their eye. I think that the bright side of life is, you know, that part that helps you remember, you know, the love and the compassion and, you know, friendship and things like that.
All right. Stay there forever with you.
Yeah.
You all.
Looking at the good stuff in between all the mucky muck. Yeah.
And with that said, I think we're going to have to listen to Mother's M.I.D. Mother, we are listening. I think we got like 45 minutes for transmission today. Is that correct? Is that what you guys know?
Yes.
All right, let me see if I can get her on board with us.
Transmission commencing. Log date 201511124. Transmission titled, Soul, Does God Have a Sense of Humor? Transmission has begun. We are now transmitting to all survivors of the darkness virus. If you are within reach of this broadcast, then we hope that you can decipher the information dissemination we shall provide for you in order so you can find the way to live life on your terms. Unidentified location systems are now operational. Shields are operational at 100%. Welcome to Become the Source. You may call me Mother. Greetings, L1. Greetings, Luna 9. Greetings, the Novi. Transmission time is limited. You now have a limited supply of time to transmit your discussion and provide humanity the information and tools needed for them to become the source. This information is highly classified. The perceptions of what humanity calls God and divinity center around fear and the highly misunderstood human emotion of seriousness.